Socialists planning to replicate Minneapolis chaos to combat ICE sweeps in New York City. By Lowell Coffee Law, January 18, 2026. New York City socialists are marshaling an army of more than 4,000 activists to form rapid response brigades to disrupt federal immigration enforcement in an expected crackdown on illegal aliens in America's largest city. According to a report Sunday in the New York Post, Mayor Mamdani's comrades with the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, revealed their disruptive mission against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, activity during a monthly meeting earlier in the week of the Chinese Communist Party-linked People's Forum. As we've seen in other cities, we still do anticipate a big wave of federal immigration enforcement. A DSA leader who only identified herself as Marina told the crowd of more than 100 members, according to the Post. She added, "It can be confusing, it can be scary. It can be kind of uncertain what's happening in New York right now. But we want to be on our front foot if and when it does." The New York City chapter is training 2,000 DSA members and another 2,000 non-members, along with activating 50 additional trainers, according to the Post. The group is also beefing up staffing of its ICE hotline to operate it around the clock. The group apparently is looking for multilingual volunteers as well to deal with migrants who have arrived illegally from distant countries and settled in New York. "If you speak Pilar, if you speak Creole, if you speak Fulani, come find us," urged the leader. "We really want you on the team." The group did not estimate what the operation will cost, but the member-funded organization asked for donations several times during the two-hour meeting, according to the report. According to the Post, the majority of the crowd of mostly white, Gen Z socialists said they were first-timers galvanized by the death of Renee Good, the 37-year-old Minneapolis mom fatally shot by an ICE agent during a confrontation earlier this month. The anti-ICE group Good was part of was trained to resist immigration crackdowns, and a model for the combative Minnesota tactics they hope to bring to Gotham. Like operations by agitators in Minneapolis, DSA plans include showing up en masse at reported ICE sites, employing loud whistles, and impeding immigration agents trying to enforce federal law. The DSA reportedly has been recruiting protesters by canvassing immigrant neighborhoods that include Chinatown, Bushwick, and Jackson Heights. It has not been revealed if and when the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, would launch a massive immigration enforcement sweep with thousands of agents in New York City as it has in Minneapolis. As part of a nationwide effort, ICE has been announcing the arrest of the worst criminal illegal aliens from across the country, including those convicted of homicides, rape, child sexual assaults, and other crimes. Watch, Caroline Levitt, Democrat rhetoric absolutely leading to leftist violence. Most recently, as Breitbart News reported, ICE released a list of illegal aliens arrested during a surge in Minnesota, which included convicted killers and child rapists from all over the world allowed to roam free in the sanctuary state. DHS announced plans earlier this month to open a new ICE detention facility upstate in Chester, an hour outside New York City, which would hold 1,500 illegal migrants, the Post reported. It would more than double the area's detention capacity. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.